Let's see, we're recording on Zoom, everyone. So let's see, now you could see me live, go absolutely nuts. This doesn't work out. Absolutely bonkers.
Dante's Inferno.
Enter a valid URL. Okay. Hey Zoom, hey YouTube, make it more fucking convoluted to go live.
Yeah.
Make it more fucking convoluted to go live on YouTube. You fucking 2021. You have to open three fucking browsers.
Yep.
Three fucking browsers. Copy and paste three links. Why are we copy and pasting things in fucking 2021?
Yep.
Jesus fucking Christ. How are we still copy and pasting things into browsers in 2021?
You got to make sure you're using Firefox, because if you're not using a specific browser, it won't work. Ugh.
Anyway, I don't even know we're live. I don't give a fuck if we're live. I don't know if one of you could check. I really don't care. It looks like we are.
Yeah, I see live up in the top left. Black McGuire. That's right.
Anyway, episode 97. This is going to be everything but sports with the people from Sports Mass Collective.
That's right.
Take it away, Juggy.
That's right. It is I don't blame you, man. If it's the technology is fucking ridiculous, man. I think everything, not just technology, has gone to shit. I think everything has gone to shit.
Great point. I mean, on for that.
My life.
Everything.
Right. My everything life being one hearing, of them.
Yep. Everything
ahead,
that I'm hearing.
Go ahead. Go off. Go
bad,
off, King.
Bad news everywhere, and I'm expected bad to be news. In a happy, positive mood all the time. It's draining. It's exhausting. I feel bad for people who are going through some stuff. I've certainly gone through some bullshit in the past year. It's classic rejections. I mean, I don't blame you for fucking drinking out of the bottle. I wish I had a bottle right here, right now. It's fucking ridiculous. It's just awful everywhere.
This was full last night.
Yeah. God damn, I wish I was there. Yeah, fucking.
I wish you were here, sucks. Too, like a gay pool party.
Yeah, with no pool.
Speaking of which, we can kick off with that. Apparently, Australia, because they can close their borders, and we can bring this up with
special guest.
Our guest, our guest librarian. It's a fact. He's a fucking librarian.
There it is.
They have pool party. Well, gay pool parties in Australia now. So Sydney and Melbourne hasn't had a single COVID case in weeks. Nationwide, there's been zero COVID deaths since December, which there was one, and I'm sure it was just not even a human. It was probably a fucking...
It was a wallaby.
A wallaby.
None of them are human. Bogan trash, fucking trash people, prisoners. Fuck them, fucking freaks. Fucking mushmouth makes fucking Massachusetts people look like fucking Nat King Cole. I don't know. Yeah.
What?
A very well educated speaker for sure.
So anyway, some dude posted about it, and the picture he chose to use, he says, this is how my friend spent this weekend because they listened to science and didn't politicize a health crisis. America, we fell so hard. And the picture he chose was of a gay, like, male swinger pool party in Australia. I wish I could put that up. Holy shit.
Why? I mean, they basically should have just went with the Schmitz gay commercial. Remember that from SNL? With Adam Sandler and Chris Farley?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Chris Farley?
Why don't they just go all out? Schmitz gay, them doing the whole, that would have been something. I'd open up that article. That's clickbait for me.
Clickbait for me.
So what's your
synopsis is we can't close our borders because of politics, so that can never happen here. We didn't fail badly, it just wasn't allowed to happen, because as soon as you try to close borders, people go fucking ape shit.
Right.
Yeah, when you tell people there's a border, they're gonna want to go through it.
Well, they told fucking old Orange Man to they're telling him now that he should have closed the borders immediately, but when it first happened, they're like, you know, if he had pressure for them to close the borders, he would have gotten fucking lambasted. So there's no argument here. Like he basically wasn't allowed to do it. So whatever, we're still in bullshit here. I want to go to a gay pool party.
Yeah, let's go to Australia.
Why the fuck? Yeah. Gay pool party, and I want to go to a gay pool party with cement shoes.
My fucking
I got a flat tire today. Got a flat tire today pulling in my driveway.
Are you fucking kidding? Yeah,
Hey, listen,
new tires.
Great idea. Put sharp rock. Put points. Put points around your driveway.
Can we talk about mask?
Yeah, make pointed rocks in your driveway, because that's what you do. You put fucking points. You put patio stone.
Wait, you got a flat tire?
In my driveway today. Had to change.
The same place I got a flat tire?
At the front of the driveway. Multiple spots to get flat tires. So
yeah, with that fucking stupid flagstone walk that comes out and like it's a knife.
So let me get there. So I had to change a tire in the slush, just lying in slush. I gave up, and I was lying in the muck.
Oh, my God. I would do anything to watch that.
Yep, lying in the muck.
Absolutely anything. Just squirming around in slush.
Yeah, I started trying to not get wet, and then I just fucking gave in, and I was just so enraged.
I put six worm
anymore. Yep. So I did that, and then I was still in a rage, so I grabbed a sledgehammer out of the garage, and I smashed the corners of this fucking stones. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah. Bobby helped you told me that you had like the latest thing that you got done to your car was, go figure, you got brand new fucking tires. So that sucks that I'm hearing you. Fuck. Ugh, that's brutal.
That's a piece of shit.
Yeah, I would have done the same thing. Again, you're helping the cause. You're smashing down the sharp rocks at the end of the driveway, which unfortunately shouldn't have been in the first place.
Did you smash that fucking the walkway?
Smash my fucking head in.
Yep. Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
I would do anything to see the car just fall on your head and your just legs squirming like fucking your toes curl up like the fucking witch's sister. I can't even talk. It's time to end it. It really is time to fucking just end it.
All right, let's wrap things up here.
Yeah, yeah.
My opinion.
No, that's actually a good point, Mead. That's what I'm gonna. Yeah, look at us. So we're hosting the show. You go back. Don't ask me any fucking questions. Don't you fucking. Yep. Nobody asked me a fucking question about anything. Go back and watch the beginning of the last Sports Mask if you want to know what's going on. It's not that big of a deal. We're hosting. He's done so much for us. This is the least we could do for the pink ski mask guy. Anyway, but we were talking, but maybe it's all falling apart. Maybe it's all falling apart and you get to watch it. So this is, maybe it's all falling apart. Maybe we're all wrong. Maybe this is the last show. Maybe this is it. Don't you want to watch it, people? So
as
give
much
us
as
$3. Suck our dicks. Turn it on. Fuck everybody else.
Time to change the man.
I'm not Gary. We're not Gary V over here giving you fucking motivational
Roger Simmons
advice.
Says it's time to change the piece of paper that's in your asshole.
I threw it out. I went to the gym today and I don't wear it.
Oh,
you
went to the gym? What'd you do at the gym?
Yeah.
Don't rip that shirt. It's a nice shirt.
Shoulders and back.
Don't rip that shirt.
Who said that?
Roger Simmons.
Dad, show me some back.
Good man.
I'm going to show you, Roger.
Oh, he's taking off his shirt. Oh, man.
Wait a second. He looks like
Bam Bam Bigelow.
He looks like Shockmaster.
I don't care how this sounds.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Shirtless. Now we can start.
Not the last episode.
Yeah.
I'll keep doing this by myself. I don't care.
For me.
Oh yeah.
So I won't show up. To
I'm
my
done.
Own
I'm
show.
Done with everything.
That's fine.
That'd be funny if you told yourself, I got a show at 7:30.
I just have a live stream with like an empty fucking background. I didn't show up.
Do you know how many of those are fucking out there, by the way? Like people just put up like idle shit and they just let it run and somehow they make money.
Yeah.
It.
It's
the stuff
like,
that I'm seeing. I'm like, oh,
Mike Francesa does it on air.
Take a look at my goldfish ecosystem, and tomorrow after 8 hours, we'll see if they got a little bigger. Ugh, fuck you. Goddamn goldfish. Yeah, maybe
we can talk about it. It really is kind of the end. There's nothing really more to do, right? This isn't going anywhere, right?
Well, I was just gonna bring up what
I'm just kidding.
Did you see the Patrice O'Neal documentary?
I did. I liked it. I don't like that that certain people were saying how great he was when they wouldn't even give him time. You know,
right?
Yeah, like the Comedy Cellar.
Yeah. You know, everything.
Like Comedy Cellar.
Everybody's a fucking Monday
and
morning quarterback.
And why was Gary
Goldman
in it? And why was Sue Costello in it?
Right. I don't know. I think it was good. They were selective with who they put in that doc. I could. There were some other people I would have liked to see, but I mean, it was good. I love Patrice O'Neill. I wish he was still alive. Obviously, he would be the ultimate voice to have during this time of chaos.
Obviously,
completely impartial.
Oh yeah,
yeah. He was 100%. Probably the best. And yeah, exactly. Fucking too much pussified shit going on right now on both sides. Like, shut the fuck up, everybody. Just shut the fuck up. Nobody gives a fuck about you. Stop getting butt hurt by fucking everything. You fucking faggots. Comics on both sides. Ugh. God, you fucking bitches. Shut the fuck up and dance, monkey. That's your fucking job. If you don't like it, you should have done another fucking career.
There goes the live stream.
I don't care. I don't care. I'm tired of these fucking comics catching feelings. You're so soft. So soft.
Yeah, I think the whole thing, you really can't catch any feelings about anything anymore.
What are you doing? You're an idiot. Why do you even care? I don't care, and I'm a nobody. Like these comics that care. Ugh. I wish Patrice was here to call these pussies out. Ugh. Yep. Juggy, you like Patrice O'Neill?
I loved it, dude. He did this roast. I think it was, I remember the Seth MacFarlane was like the grandmaster, he's a host or whatever. And the funniest thing about it, he comes up there. And the thing was, everybody who was up there already, everybody, Amy Schumer, ripping on him for having fucking diabetes. You know, like just this guy's just coming up trying to, you know, be a better health fucking person, whatever. So he gets up on the fucking stage. He goes, God, I'm dying of diabetes. These motherfuckers in there. Tell me how fat fuck. Get this fat black. What the fuck? He just has these mannerisms. That's just, I'm just, you evil motherfucker. I'm saying, I thought you were a nice girl. Evil bitch. You know,
he had the best way of finishing a sentence without even finishing a sentence.
Yeah. He can get a point across in mid-sentence. Oh, I loved it.
Juggy, also, why are you doing this stream from a WWE event? And why are there so many people?
Yeah, sport. That's technically sports. That's almost against the rules.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Sports entertainment. We
everything but sports.
Why don't you have an artful, hellish background like me?
This was live.
Artful.
This was in Brooklyn, actually. This was The Rock came out in Brooklyn. He crushed, was it Rusev and his?
I don't know what any of those words mean.
That was a blast. Whatever. The Rock came out. Nobody knew.
Nobody cares about wrestling anymore.
No. That's sports talk.
Wrestling's not a sport.
I don't know.
But yeah,
they're sweating. Doesn't count. No sports. Everything but sports.
Sweating. All right.
Our guest is in the waiting room. Do you have anything else you want to cover?
I covered the gay pool party. I really wish I could share that picture. I'll try to figure it out to share it in a little bit because it's hilarious.
What do you mean?
Like this is an example of
the Australian pool party.
This is like, look, we're back. Open. You're open. All right. Your asshole's open and you're like straddling men in a pool. But
I can't just share it.
I'm fine with it.
Just
you know, I actually kind of want to go. It looks fun. They look like cool dudes, kind of buff dudes. You know,
why don't you just share it?
Cool, sexy
sharing,
guys.
I allowed sharing. Anybody? Hello.
I'll share it.
Can you hear me?
No.
Yeah.
Just let Andy in.
Are you? All right. We have a very special guest, ladies and gentlemen. This is somebody we know. An absolutely unhinged, maniacal soul. And
he's
treasure. I think everyone is really going to enjoy this fella. There he is.
He's in his study.
He got his books out.
In the study. And he's also invisible. Look at those many books.
Is that a background or is that where he actually is? That better be where he actually is.
There's a dictionary in there. That's good.
He went to go eat a hoagie. There he is.
Oh, yeah.
There he is.
Oh, yeah.
Get it together. Proof that that's not a background. There he is.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jim the Anvil Neidhart.
Yeah, I just spilled my drink. Hold on.
Yeah.
And there you go. Perfect. There he is.
All right. Let's wrap this thing up.
Should he have his full name on there?
No, it doesn't matter.
Andy, put your fucking social security number on there, too.
Why?
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Leave him alone. Don't draw attention to it.
I should change it?
No.
No, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. Nobody's watching this.
Nobody watches this. No.
Yeah, I heard you guys are really successful.
Oh, we're soaring.
Thanks, Andy.
Roger Simmons watches.
I don't know.
First things first. Is that a background? Is that a real? Is that real or is that a background?
That's real. He saw his shadow when he walked away.
Touch the books. Touch the. Huh?
Yeah, it's the real.
Wow.
Zoom has interactive backgrounds.
Tell the people about yourself, Andy. What do you have to say? Welcome to the show.
I don't really want to tell anyone about myself other than that I don't like people knowing anything about me other than my full name on Zoom.
On a live stream Zoom on YouTube.
Live stream. It's live. It's not secure.
No.
I should have
known. Baby boy.
Whatever. Nobody cares.
Nobody cares and just... Don't finish the R. That's all.
I bought a
cigar.
Let him talk, Jesus.
I don't get it. I don't get the reference. But the I bought a drone.
Yeah.
I've been spying on all my neighbors with it.
Dope.
How's that working? It's too cold outside. You got to do it in the summertime. See some fucking some tits.
Yeah, real creep move.
Yeah, I'd do it.
You done any voyeurism? Any voyeurism?
No.
Fuck up.
He's a fucking English major.
I studied political science, idiot.
Wow. Political science.
Well, yeah, held me into my career.
Which is
how do you think of the
go, Stancil.
What do you think of the job Biden's doing?
I think he's a piece of shit. I fucking hate him.
Nice.
Oh boy. No, I think he's getting us out of. He's gonna get us out of this. He's you.
I could give a better speech drunk than his sober. I don't like him. And then he chose something. Did you just freeze?
He froze.
Keep going.
Like
temporarily.
This is how much. this is how much I like his vice president. She's like the black Hillary Clinton, but I like Hillary Clinton better, and not because she's white. Just because she's worse as a human being.
Right.
There you go.
So, yeah, I'm glad we have a vice president that no one voted to be president. 1% of the popular vote got Kamala Harris.
I mean, if the vote's legitimate.
What's wrong with Kamala? She seems nice. Seems like nice and, ethnic.
It has nothing. No, see, that's wrong. You have to understand something about bad people. They come in all colors, shapes, and sizes. I mean, you're wearing a sock on your head. But
I'm a good person.
Does that make him bad?
Emphasize the word sizes.
Well, they could be fat. They could be skinny.
They could be whatever tall. David they could be or they could be, they could be whatever Stancil is right now.
He's just sucking in his gut. He's poking it back out again.
Look how he gets ripped. Look how he gets ripped just by sucking in his gut. It's retarded.
So
unbelievable.
What do you think about the goddamn fence they built around the goddamn Capitol for an afternoon of ruckusness?
Fences were racist a couple years ago, right?
Only for one side, yeah. I think fences are good. I mean, because fences separate people, and I want to be as far away from them as possible. I think we should put more barriers up between more people. In fact, the world would be better if we just siphoned off everyone so they weren't together.
Right. Well, here's my take. I really don't give a fuck what happens to the politicians or anybody in DC.
And you know what's fucked up is when did priests
nobody does.
You know when did
bullshit?
Priests,
it's all
when
fake.
When did priests become political and politicians become moral?
Right.
That's what I want to know. Oof. They like wow. How the fuck take. Do they have? It was much more fun when politicians were the corrupt ones and now it's all backwards and nothing makes sense and it doesn't matter. It's a fucking circus. And
yeah, let them touch some boys and just fucking get on with it.
Yeah, I mean, what's the difference?
I mean, sacrifice a boy every once in a while. You know, how big a deal is it really to keep the priests in the? I don't know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, that was.
I just what you're saying. I just like boys.
Yeah, well, you're right on.
No, but first of all, they're civil servants. They're on the level of a fucking janitor at a public high school. They don't matter to me. politicians, they should be scared and they should be concerned about this, about civilians rising up against them. They should have that fear in their hearts because they're not working hard enough.
Yeah.
I would agree with that. I think what you need to do is, I'm not going to touch this. I work for the town of Greenwich, so I have to be very careful with what I say.
Could have also just not said that.
You could also just not said that.
Could have, nobody would have known or cared if you didn't.
They have my fucking name. It's one Google search and they can find out all of it.
Nobody cares.
I know.
Kevin Gillies called him a highbrow Gavin McGinnis.
Highbrow. You know Gavin McGinnis? What are your feelings on the Proud Boys, Andy?
It started out fine. I think it's a misunderstood group. Just, you know, it's the same thing with Antifa. They're just trying to push through progress very, very aggressively. I mean, the Proud Boys is much cooler than fucking Antifa. They're just a bunch of fucking,
yeah, because they're a bunch of dudes and they drink beer, and Antifa's just a bunch of skinny little
the douches Proud Boys that cry.
Is a drinking club.
Yeah, that's what it was. Yeah, like one of the, like, what did McKinnon say? One of the initiation rites was like, you get beat.
You gotta name five cereals.
Five cereals. Yeah, that sounds a lot cooler than
Antifa. I don't know why I know that. Not like
Antifa's
I went
initiation, you got to drink like four kale smoothies. You have to funnel kale
smoothies.
Talked
about it on Joe Rogan's podcast. That's why.
Yeah.
Holy shit. That's funny.
That is good.
What are you there, Andy? What are you sipping on?
Got some Trulies because it's Monday, so I got to keep it.
Hell yeah.
Got to keep it on brand.
Fuck yeah.
What did you have for lunch today, Ann?
I had a salad with
what?
Shrimp. Fuck off.
With two sandwiches.
No. That's just rude.
It's a sandwich with a lot of lettuce on it.
I had a salad and I had a pizza. That's actually genius. I'm gonna start doing that.
You're one to, first of all, you're not one to talk. You're not one to talk.
I had Buffalo Wild Wings today, delivered to my door while I was changing a tire.
That's an aggressive Monday lunch.
That's rough. I told you I don't care.
You have the meat sweats on a Monday
shout
afternoon.
Shout out to Buffalo Wild Wings for putting fucking like chicken elbows in their fucking in their mix.
Well, I got the Carolina Reaper, of course. Got the hottest there. Got the hottest one I could, and again, not hot. Just pounding them down.
We ordered one year. We ordered, I think, what it was, 100 wings from Buffalo Wild Wings, and half of them were like chicken shins,
beaks.
Yeah.
Was it run by Haitians? What's going on?
Yeah.
Oh, Haitian. Yeah, hate. Why? Because Haitians like odd.
Haitians loves odd. Like they love odd chicken parts. Yeah.
100%. Yeah. I mean, great food.
Is that
a
real thing?
I love them. Yeah. I think so. I'm pretty sure.
It's a fact.
You did a Trump thing there with your hands. I love them. Very Trumpy.
I didn't.
Did you like Trump? Were you a big fan of Trump or not?
No, I didn't vote for him either time.
Wow. So you just this like
very neutral ahead, party me. Here. Neutral party. He hates everybody.
I hate everyone and I hate them all equally.
Exactly. This guy
cuz everyone
it.
Sucks cuz everything sucks. We were just talking about it before you got
We out. Led the show with that, Andy. You're right. You're staying right on brand here.
Nothing sacred anymore. The whole thing's a fucking goddamn joke. The whole thing. It's just
exactly.
Anyone who looks at that shit and says it's a serious thing, they can go fuck themselves.
Yep.
My last rant today was before I came out of the house. I like to say mother was listening to the radio. Not my mom.
I can't take you seriously. Where are you?
I don't want to say my mom. I call her mother now. Mother was listening, and I don't say a radio, I say just mother was listening to radio.
Oh my God. You're just Norman.
I don't
fat,
say
fat
my...
Norman Bates.
It just sounds like Misery, the movie.
Norman Cakes. Yeah, that's a good one. I'm happy
there
with that.
There you go.
And let's just end the show. No, I'm kidding. Yeah, the last thing I did before I left the house was fucking lose my shit on that. All I heard was 500,000 COVID deaths today, and then they were playing Amazing Grace. Like, you're a fucking. I went off. It's old faggot. Still, 500,000 people in 1 year, and 350 million people live here. It's not a lot. Sorry to tell you, it's not a lot. Not to mention all the people who probably didn't die of it. Fuck you.
Most of them were expendable, right? I mean, they all were
500,000 people isn't a lot of people. Sorry.
It's quite half a million. It's quite a few people. Number one.
Not out of 330 million. Not out of 330 million over the course of a year.
Well, if you just
a million in a month is a lot.
Just let him talk.
I can't take him seriously.
Why aren't you drinking? First of all, why aren't you drinking, Stancil?
Look like I need to drink today? I'll do drugs! Yeah, drugs! That'll help! Yeah!
This is the greatest show. I'm so glad.
So, Andy, I want to know what's your take about that the COVID situation.
The fucking Chinese. Fucking Chinese, they created a situation where they poisoned the world because
you think this is a lab created disease?
I didn't say that.
Well, I'm asking, is that what you think?
No, it definitely originated from China.
It originated from a town where they have a disease.
Just eat a fucking cheeseburger for once. Like, I know everyone's hungry and there's a lot of people and not enough food, but like, eat a fucking cheeseburger. Jesus fucking Christ.
Yeah, if it's a
Lord
fucking
mercy.
Family pet.
If you were hungry and you saw a dead bat and nothing, would you eat the dead bat? I don't know.
Well, how hungry I was.
No, and then it would be called the mead virus. Yeah.
I mean, they also purchase used children's underwear from vending machines. So, I mean, I'm not very surprised that this happened.
I think
there.
That's the Japanese.
Oh, is that those horny?
They're horny devils. They're weird in a different way. They're weird in a different
those
way.
Horny little devils.
But no. But here to just address Mr. Stencil's point. Stancil
with an A, please.
Excuse us.
To get just a fact. Oh my God, you're the worst human being in the history of the planet. Like,
no, please tell us your political.
It's not
stance.
A political. It's a fact. They're lying.
All right,
okay. You have immunity from it after you get it for 8 months. Okay. Not 3 or 4.
I'm going to fact check this.
Fact check it. Secondly, they're not telling you this. They want you to social distance. And then secondly, every year from all disease. Oh,
that was good.
Every year from all diseases, 900,000 people to 1 million people die. So you're saying it's not a lot that 50% of that number died from COVID in 1 year. I mean, it's pretty significant.
I think that they don't want anybody near each other. They want to divide people who don't think alike and can't necessarily have a discussion or any type of dialogue, because they know people who are logical are going to come out on top of that. And
think about this for a second. They're telling us to stay home. Don't go anywhere. Keep to yourself. Bring things to your house while they're building spaceships to fucking Mars. Something's up.
Yeah, and you can get COVID when you're standing up, but not sitting down.
Correct. It's actually a known fact that COVID only travels at a certain altitude.
That's right.
It's called hashtag science. It's called intelligence. And so as we're all sitting here debating this, they're on a fucking lifeboat to Mars, okay? Because something's coming. I don't know what it is, but it's an introduction. I think what we're
the iceberg here.
10 years from now, we're going to look back if any of us are alive and be like, ah, man, 2020 was a great fucking year. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean,
well, I've been watching a lot of alien docs.
What?
Alien docs?
I think they're preparing it. You're dividing us so that when they can turn us against the aliens, when the aliens are really us from the future and they're here to help us, but they want us to turn against each other so that when they come, oh, yeah, you laugh now. You laugh
I'm
now. You'll
I'm
see
laughing
when,
now,
you'll
and
the,
I'm laughing
the,
all night.
You'll
that was
see
the
you when the Grays come back.
The Grays?
You know, the aliens come. They're really us. I've been watching. I watched Unacknowledged. I watched Unacknowledged, and I watched Close Encounters of the Fifth Kind, and the aliens have been checking on us, and they told us they were aliens last year. Nobody cares because they want to bump up COVID, and they keep telling us all this alien stuff.
Alex Jones has nothing on you.
And we just want to give it go. And they're going to turn us against each other. And then when the aliens really come, and we need to do something, we're going to be too busy fighting each other. And then they're going to.
He's like,
we're going to be too busy fucking each other. He said.
Thoughts, Andy?
He's like the Alex Jones if he was a fat midget.
Alex Jones is strong.
He's pretty small though, right?
I don't know.
He's short. He's a short dude. He's not that big.
Oh, he's right, wide. Runs in the family.
He's wide. He's like, wide. He's here, and I'm not gonna eat my. I'm gonna eat my. My neighbor's ass.
Let's get away from all this divisive talk of COVID and politics. What was your favorite era in history?
That's good.
That's a good question to ask. Yeah. Let's go for it.
Yeah. The colonial period, American colonialism.
Wow.
That's wow.
1770. Where is that? Yeah.
Now, is that the lifestyle, the architecture, no blacks?
No, there was plenty of blacks. They were everywhere. No, it had nothing to do with that. It just a happier time. Yeah, everything was open. There was not a lot going on, except you could just take shit. It was the
Nobody
time when you
masks,
could just
that's
take
for sure.
stuff.
You could just take stuff, right?
You could just take stuff. And,
like
and
land.
If someone, like land, and if people gave you a problem, you just sent a gunboat up the river and just, and like, it was fine. Like everything just worked. And communication was slower. So when something went down, like no one panicked.
Right.
I mean,
you might like write a letter for somebody and never hear from them again.
Yeah. Cause they died like at 32. Yeah.
Of consumption.
Not the Wild West, but a very tame West, you know,
they died of a scarlet fever.
Yeah. I mean, 1850 was a good year too. I like that. And then,
what happened in 1850?
Just, you know, like 1850 was like, it's like, I think, yeah, it's probably like right around where we are now, but with different weapons. It's going to be fun.
Andy, true or false, if Hitler never removed Rommel from the Atlantic Wall, D-Day wouldn't have been successful.
Ooh. As a patriot. As a patriot, I must say no. Mm. But very tempting thought. If Hitler wasn't racked up on drugs like Mr. Stenzel, then he might have won the war too, just from strategic viewpoints. Not saying his agenda was
overextended.
Great,
yeah, man.
100% overextended.
Yeah. No,
but you know why? You know why he lost Russia? Because he was supposed to invade Russia much earlier. He wouldn't have gotten bogged down in the winter. But you know who fucked him up? The goddamn Italians, those pieces of shit. They're so dumb and unorganized and retarded. that they literally couldn't defeat Ethiopia. And so Hitler had to be like, all right, I guess I'll stall my plans and help you. And
right, they
did.
Had to carry them along.
You're clearly helping me. And then he invades Russia late and then the Russians. Well, anyways. Well,
that's good discussion.
I didn't know Hitler was a Monday morning quarter. Oh, that's sports related.
Oh my God! I spilled whiskey all over my desk. It's everywhere.
What kind of are we drinking?
What kind of whiskey are you drinking?
You gotta share. What kind of whiskey?
It's bourbon.
Woodford.
Oh,
Reserve.
Very nice.
Woodford Reserve.
I like it.
That's a classic bottle. Nice choice.
You know why I like it? Because it's got a narrow, skinny body, so you can hide it places
like
really
bookshelves.
Well.
That's so perfect.
I have bottles like in all sorts of different places, like other building places I go to, so that if I ever need it and I don't have it, I can find it. But I hide
you
it.
You think that's a dictionary? That's just a bottle of Sky.
That's a dictionary.
You think that's an encyclopedia? You got there.
Yeah, that's not an encyclopedia. That's just another bottle of Maker's Mark. What a just wizard.
It might as well be whiskey. Opens up a whole bunch of new words for me.
Mm.
Words that end in R.
So you just squirrel whiskey away around.
It's not so much I squirrel, not around towns. It's throughout Fairfield County. So what I do, so that way, like if I'm
you
ever
hide
somewhere.
Cachets?
Name an obscure. Can you give us one of your obscure spots? Like not
Andy's a rum runner
like
in
outside, like by your bar.
What about the town hall records room?
No, there's no alcohol in town hall. At least not in my office.
Right.
Did book 6832, volume 2?
Book 60. The 60s are in the 1840s.
You fucking moron! You
you fucking
that.
Stupid asshole.
Stupid. You spend some more time in the library, you'd know that.
Wow.
Well, libraries aren't open, so.
Do you like libraries?
Yes, they are.
Oh, they are?
Yes. I know.
Andy, I'm a huge library guy myself.
Well, I think that would be the first place they want to close because they don't want people to be knowledgeable about anything.
They don't have to worry about that because nobody's literate anymore. I mean, look at Jim Stansel. He can't read a book to save his life.
I read books.
He's an English major.
I read books. I'm finishing up a little fun read.
What book are you reading right now? I don't believe it.
Hear about this. Star Wars. of a certain point of view. It's a very unique book. All different writers, short stories. But I have Jack Kerouac on the road on deck. I was going to read a classic. I might reread a Steinbeck this summer. Who knows?
Children's book?
A Steinbeck. I'm a huge fan of the Bernstein Bears myself. A little,
Red Pony, maybe.
I'm writing a
Red Pony, really a classic tale.
What's that Clifford really? Up to?
Oh,
this
yeah.
Week.
Tell us about that. You can plug that.
No, I haven't finished it yet.
Tell us about the children's book.
It's a children's book. I'm writing for my goddaughter. People have normal lives. Okay. They're not all like you. They're all like you, Mister.
What is it about? I'm asking you what it's about. I mean, you're the guest.
It's about farm animals that kill a bunch of bad people and they can go and be free.
Animal farm.
No, it's not people. It's
sounds like World War II.
I'll share. Speaking of which, I'll share my last read with Andy. I just read this one.
Bad people.
This is about all the U-boats that were stationed off the Atlantic coast during World War II.
One in Long Island Sound.
What's that?
There's one in Long Island Sound. That
yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Where?
Long Island Sound. About
books. Yeah, where in Long Island Sound? Okay,
somewhere in the middle.
Are you saying one that's sunk? Nautical.
Yeah, didn't they sink one?
I don't know if it was in Long Island Sound. It was definitely off of Montauk. Because they had all the gun stations off of Montauk, no?
Mm-hmm. And that,
what's
and
that?
Then they,
yeah.
Wow.
Catcher in the Rye, John. That's great. You're also watching Catcher in the Rye in WWE background. There's no
real crummy podcast.
I had to dust this off, but I didn't have it.
They sunk a German U-boat off Long Island Sound. Uh-huh.
Go find it.
What part of Long Island Sound? I'll get out there.
Hold. The idea was they were going to bomb all the bridges in New York and completely make Manhattan ice.
Right. What a shitty fucking show. Matt Policastro.
Holden Caulfield.
You grab my sweatshirt. So Matt Policastro banged this like Lithuanian chick in my house after the last show. And she stole his hockey hoodie, his USA hockey hoodie. I was very upset about that. Really, just
stole it.
Yeah, stole it.
Lithuanians, Ukrainians, they're all alike.
Well, blame him for leaving it to cover up her sinful body, but she took it. Anyway, he wasn't too happy. So Andy, I brought up before that Australia has been fully opened, apparently. They haven't had a COVID death since December because they were able to close borders when they needed to.
Yeah, shut them all down. I mean, it's super easy.
Can't do it here. That's the thing.
You can, though.
Well,
why
they
can
won't.
You?
How would you
why
go, like, you state say- by state?
Oh, no, between states you can't, no.
Right.
No. But the actual borders closed. What they should have done in the beginning was just close down travel to the U.S. completely. But I mean, we're going to Monday morning quarterback that one as well. Sports reference.
No.
Oh,
stop it.
But
people have to travel.
Sorry.
But people are going to travel again anyway. So unless you're never going to let people in the country again, what's the point?
Right. So the big thing was this was how the fuck do I screen share? Jesus Christ. I hate Zoom. It's the worst fucking service
fuck
ever.
Fuck Zoom. And I don't know if it got on the live stream. So I'll just say it again. You know, fucking 2021. Buy me some time. And you got to copy and paste links between YouTube and Zoom. What a dumb fucking system, you idiots. You fucking nerds. You fucking nerds who made this. You have to copy and paste links. I can't just click fucking button in 2021 to go live. Are you nerds?
Fucking nerds.
Yep. 100%. Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Fuck
it is.
You.
It's 2021. Why are things this difficult? Oh my God. I can't. How many times do you have to ask and answer, like confirm your email? Like, oh, I have to, before you go on this app, we have to make sure it's you. Like, I have to go back into my email at least like a dozen times a day. It seems like. I know that there's identity theft out there, but yeah, oh my God, they're making it fucking bad. They're making it so bad. Oh
this,
God.
This is what happened.
My identity. I want it stolen.
Look at the couple on the right.
This was this is now open in Australia.
I mean, that's the definition of open, if you ask me.
Let's enhance that part.
Hey, this is their example.
They're all men.
Every one of them.
This is their example of how Australia is enjoying their open. I kind of like this guy.
Oh, can you?
What's that?
Bottom right. Can you please?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Guy?
Look at the canoodling. I love it. Look at the love.
Oh, right down. Oh no. Okay.
Yeah.
Down
yeah.
bottom. Yeah, that bottom right.
Yeah, those two.
Yeah. Let's take a
I'll
look.
Tell you.
Yeah. No, you had it. To the right. Yeah.
He's like, oh my God.
Go down. Look at his legs.
The one against
him.
The wall. The one against the wall is definitely like.
He's not into it.
Bi curious.
Yeah, he's not into it.
God.
He was like, I thought I was going to a fucking pool party.
Wait, can you scroll down?
Oh, God. I thought I was going to one.
Scroll down. Wait, what are you talking about?
I wanted to see just his legs around the guy.
Oh, yeah. He's wrapped around the dude. I mean, that's the most comfortable way to sit in the pool, really. So I'm not going to blame him.
Oh, their dicks are just running into each other. They're just fucking, their balls are touching each other.
Like tummy sticks.
Oh, my God. His dumb dick is by the other gay guy's
ass. So this
ass.
How deep is
your belly button?
Here's this guy's fucking. This is my favorite guy.
One of these That's things not is guy. Not like the other thing. One of these things doesn't
belong. He's the one Aboriginal gay guy in Australia.
Got the beads and everything. Yeah.
This guy came all the way from Long Island to enjoy it.
Yeah, let's go around the pool. Who else is around?
Let's go around the pool.
This guy's got a nice butt.
Video Patreon only, folks. Unless you're watching live.
Yeah.
That's Mr. Stencil right there. Yeah. Right there in the middle. No. By the green, in the water, by the green. Yeah. There it is.
I thought it was our buddy McGrath. Yeah.
Glad to know you investigated in person. Yeah.
That's so good. I love it. Yeah. Looks like an occurrence.
I was visiting. Shout out Andrew Kempe. Visiting Kempe. I like these guys on the float to the left there together.
Oh yeah,
on the float together, look pretty happy.
Aww. Wish I had a high. I wish I had a higher resolution. Look at this fucking Filipino man boy, girl boy.
Oh no! That might
yeah.
Be... Oh, his name's that's a little boy.
His name's Fang.
Yeah. Oof. That's a little lady. That's a little boy. What's this guy doing with the tat? Is he jerking off by the vent?
It looks like he
go back up.
Like wow. He found
looks like he's jerking off into a vent there.
I see what we're talking about. This area.
Jesus. Oh my God.
No, go up. It was the guy next to Fang.
Yeah, next to the agent.
A picture's worth a thousand words.
That one. Look, he's holding it like
they're all holding their crotches. These guys are so fucking horny.
He's holding it. He's using his other hand for support.
They've been inside eating Vegemite all year, rubbing their dicks and
yeah. This guy with a tat on the neck, he's jerking off into the vent.
They've been fucking big spiders all winter.
What else is he doing? His shoulders are like raised, they're hunched up. He's obviously jerking off.
This one?
How about the guy in the plant?
No.
The guy hiding in the plant?
Yeah, that guy. What the fuck?
He's watching the other guy, hold on.
He's touching it. What's going on?
He's rubbing his ass on something. Yeah. You can never tell with these gays. They're great.
The white inflatable, they're really nice. What place?
I'm not going to judge.
Well, look at the ass on the guy. Look at the ass on the guy all the way in the back of the pool.
I might go to this pool party.
I'll go to that. Those guys are probably cool. Girls are
nice ass.
Gay anyway.
Girls suck. Girls are gay.
You know what a good time this would be?
Yeah, be
such a good time. I
just, a bunch of buff dudes. Get some workout tips.
Oh yeah,
It's a workout.
Dude, it really
tips.
Would be a good time. I would go to a gay pool party, 100%.
What are the odds are they're listening to Elvis in this picture right here?
100%. Elvis was gay.
Hey, yeah, Andy, what's your take? Elvis, gay or not?
I never heard that.
You never heard that?
Well, yeah. We have a T-shirt that says it, so it's true.
Oh, well, anyone can right. make that. You know, you know what his favorite midnight snack was?
Let's hear it.
He would hollow out a full loaf of bread, put a jar of peanut butter on one side, a jar of jelly on the other, and 5 pounds of bacon stuffed in the middle.
Fuck yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Hey, Stancil hates bacon.
Hole with something else, but goddamn.
Yeah, it's dumb.
What do you think about that?
Obviously, he popped a few pills with it, too. I mean, he's pretty good at that.
What do you think about Stancil not liking bacon?
Stancil doesn't like bacon?
No, he hates
it's
bacon.
It's a breakfast food. It's a breakfast food and a breakfast food only.
No, that's wrong.
I like it on a burger.
So with any other protein, you put it in any other dish, you're a slob.
You can't? No, that's wrong. That makes me angry.
Sure it is.
Yeah.
Bacon wrapped scallops. All you taste is bacon. When you put bacon in anything, it overpowers any other taste in the dish. It's for gavones. Gavones are doing it.
Andy. Tell him. Tell him, Andy.
Slob.
That's a slob. It's a ridiculous statement. You should be ashamed of yourself.
Just throw bacon on everything.
You should be ashamed of yourself. Piece of shit. Bacon's amazing.
Not ashamed of myself.
What do you think about putting
I know you're not ashamed. I know you're not ashamed of yourself.
Andy, what do you think about putting butter on lobster?
That's the only way to eat it.
He's going to lose his mind.
Why? He doesn't think
that. No, he doesn't.
Idiot. You don't put butter. What are you? Again, you're a gavone. You're scum. What are you putting butter on lobster?
Why? Because it tastes like butter? Because it tastes like butter? When you put mayonnaise, put mayonnaise on it, it tastes like fucking mayonnaise. Okay, lobster tastes like nothing. So you have to put something on it.
Yes!
You fucking moron. Just like
what are you talking about?
Just like you put bacon on eggs because eggs don't really taste like much.
What is any seafood? It's the taste of the ocean. It's the sweetest, best taste. My favorite food, and you fucking gavone it up. You gavone it up by pouring butter on it. You slobs. You don't need butter on lobster.
No, you don't need it, but it makes it better.
That's poverty. That's people that go to Red Lobster stuff. No, you get good Maine lobster. You don't need butter. No. You just fucking eat it right out of the shell. You suck the salt water steam out of the shell. That's all you need. Beautiful.
Yep. Oh my God.
You scum putting butter on lobsters.
You know who he looks like?
Completely rational.
You know who he looks like from fucking from Mad Max 2? The fucking Ayatollah.
I thought you're gonna like one of the Hellraiser whatever the Hellites or whatever they're called. The one with the sunglasses.
Hellite?
What are they called? The Hellraiser guys, like a little demonites or whatever they're fucking called. The one with the sunglasses.
No idea.
Yeah, you look like him. Boom. What a reaction.
He's out of his fucking mind. He's just out of his fucking mind. Jesus Christ.
Hell yeah.
What are you talking about? Because I don't want to eat butter and put bacon on everything? Seems like I'm the only sane person. Everybody just watches too much fucking... Everybody watches too much of Rachel Ray and just fucking put slop in everything in disgusting pig.
That fucking hog.
I don't own a TV.
Give me Giada. Ooh, give me Giada. Ooh.
Yeah, well, hey, she's married to Bobby Flay now, right?
Is she? Giada?
Yep. Too late.
There you go.
No.
This is Stancil.
Yeah, with the no shirt.
Same body.
Oh yeah.
Really is.
Yep. Spitting image.
Cod piece.
Nope.
What is that?
What is that from? You've never seen Road Warrior?
Roger Simmons, BLTs I'll accept because bacon is the main protein in that. That's fine. That's what I'm saying. I don't want bacon wrapped scallops. I don't want bacon on cheeseburgers.
You don't want
scum.
Bacon on cheeseburgers.
I don't want
that's a little weird.
That's borderline. It's borderline because that's it's borderline.
It's a little weird.
I'm 50-50 on it.
That's more like that's a hellite. Yeah, yeah. Right. That's the reaction I was looking for. Sorry.
That's much more like it.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
It's pretty accurate.
Yeah, I'm sorry. That's much, every once in a while, a burger. That's basically it. That's, you know.
Wait, you agree as well?
No, I like bacon on a burger. I don't mind it. I'm not going to have it every single time, but yeah, every once
in a while. Oh, bacon on pizza.
What if you
fuck you. Bacon and anything else.
You make bacon pizza. Bits and then you throw it on like a cheese dog. That's fucking amazing.
Wow. Bacon cheese dog.
But still meat on meat. Stancils against double protein. So I never tried that. I wouldn't mind
bacon in like Italian foods. Awful. Like lasagna.
You're against it because of double.
Yeah.
No. Put some bacon and clam chowder.
I'm against it because it overpowers everything it's on, and it's like this stupid food that everybody seems like feel like they have to put on.
Oh, because you don't like things that overpower anything, right? Because like you don't want any one particular thing or character to dominate a conversation, including like a sock on your face and sunglasses and shouting and not letting people have their own ideas. You know, like.
Right. Yeah.
You are the bacon of a failed podcast. You are the bacon of a non-existent podcast. That's what you are.
Yeah, I don't care. I'm good.
You're
good.
You're so fucking stupid.
How long has it been? I want to know how.
Yeah, bacon.
Dan, shut the fuck up. How long has it been since you had a McDonald's?
Me?
No, Stancil. Because Andy, you know that he used to order. He used to order $40 worth of McDonald's from Uber Eats, like nightly.
Yeah, I did it on Saturday.
Classic.
I did fall. Well, I didn't fall. I treated myself because it's been a while. Let me see where it's been a while.
You got him self conscious now. Look at little, can't even make eye contact.
No, I'm looking up. I'm looking at my journal here. Looking at my journal here. Oh, yeah. February 16th, I had a quarter pound of cheese, two fries, and 10 spicy nuggets.
Mm. Wow. The spicy nuggets aren't the way they first came out. There's something different about them.
I don't like them.
Yeah.
They're not the same, but
I ordered
40 of them.
Did you finish it?
The family pack?
I don't like them,
It took me 2 days to finish them.
Mm-hmm. Oh God! Nothing's worse than leftover.
Andy, you're a
McDonald's.
Fellow.
What?
You're a fellow heavy eater like me. What is any noticeable grand meals lately?
Notable.
I like sharing my Notable.
You said noticeable.
Any notable grand meals you had lately? You could impress us with
big fucking meals.
Yeah, I had. About 2 weeks ago, I was feeling a bit hungry. And so after waking up extremely hungover, I ordered an omelet, Western omelet, the meat lover, kind of like the Australian photo. And then on top of that, I had a thing of home fries, and I polished it down with a Truly at about 10:45 in the morning.
I mean, that's not huge.
Wait, two or three omelets.
It's good. It's good. That's a good order.
A lot of food. How much is a lot of food?
Yeah, Mead. Go ahead. What did you do lately? Let's all confess our sins.
I wish I had the receipt. I went to Taco Bell drunk on Saturday. What's got you down? Had the taco burrito party pack, which is 12 tacos, 5 burritos, and I had a Crunchwrap Supreme.
Hell yeah!
You finished it?
Yeah.
In one sitting?
Yes.
Jesus Christ! I can't even do that.
You must have shat your pants for like 6 hours.
I didn't shit for like the next. I just shit yesterday. Finally.
Ooh, clogged.
Well, that'll back you up.
Yeah, you broke water on that one for sure. What the
fuck? Water, and then same Saturday, I finished a bottle of Jameson. So
that's aggressive. You had a bottle,
Big
or you finished?
Yeah,
a bottle?
I'm in a deep depression right now, Andy.
Yeah, that's how we started. Everything sucks. We all suck.
I mean, what
how
do
are
you
doing,
think?
Andy?
Is it? Yeah, you're doing pretty well, right?
You know. All right. First of all, you can go fuck yourself. Secondly, We need a good war. I think we all will be uplifted if we can
kill
the enemy again.
Germany needs to do something crazy again.
No, we need bad guys. We don't have bad guys. And everyone, we live in this lovey-dovey nonsense. We just need like a good war where we can just like wipe out like a couple nations all at once. Just like
I like it.
I want to fight against whites. I want to fuck Europe. I think we should just let's take over Ireland and England.
No.
I'd be down to take over.
Fuck them. I don't care. Fuck them.
I'd be down to take over France.
Yeah, fuck them. Yeah.
Yeah. Those fucking pansies.
Let's fight some whites. Venue. Let's fight. I want to fight some whites.
I don't like the way Sweden looks.
I don't like the way Sweden's looking at me right now.
They're kind of just hanging back. Just
Scandinavia is not my favorite.
Standing who do you want to fight, Andy? Who's the target?
Oh, I would be really
fucking
happy.
Fucking towel heads.
First of all, that's insensitive. They're called Arabs.
Secondly, not you.
Secondly, the one country I would love to drop, no, I'm not kidding, like maybe 40 strategic nuclear bombs being dropped on them, like wiping out cities simultaneously. China. Fuck them. I like
ruining China. That's
we got fine. Everything. We got everything we needed out of there. We got all the Taiwanese and like factory workers. We got the General Tso's chicken.
Right.
And pork fried rice. Now we can just say, all right, you had your 5,000 year run. Thanks for the food. Fuck off.
When I see them burning a feral dog in like a grill.
Yeah. They don't respect human life.
Yeah. That's just they don't respect pet life either. So I think we should just kill them.
I mean, how many pets have we eaten because of their shops throughout America? How many cats and dogs have we unwittingly consumed because we allow them to have businesses here?
Zero.
Great question. Probably a lot.
Many thousands. Millions
oh, no. Unknowingly.
Unknowingly,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Unknowingly. Well, I think we kind of
nobody's
going to
order the house cat supreme.
The house cat. That's great. What's the house cat?
Are you drinking out of a bottle? Is that a real? Are you out of your fucking mind? I know you're Matt. I know you're. I can't use real name.
Me, he's me. Yeah,
you can say
he's me, and it doesn't matter. Also,
he's not real in real life.
Hey,
who does that? How much?
Andy, this was full. You can't see it. This was full yesterday.
You have a problem.
What?
You have a problem.
That's the best answer to that.
You probably
wrap it up on that.
A dark place. Else. That's good. Well, I like it. Thanks, Andy, for coming on.
Andy, what do you? Yeah, that's it.
Nope.
No,
finish on top, like Jordan.
Yeah.
What do you got?
No, this has been just so wonderful. I thank you so much for allowing me to be on here. Like, it's just really great. I had such a great time competing, shouting over you, talking about things that clearly none of you guys give a fuck about, right?
We'll have you on again.
Yeah.
We'll talk about real stuff.
We'll talk about sports next time.
I know nothing about sports. The only thing that I know about sports is that apparently, if you're good at something, you can win it on any team that you join.
Oh, and that's another question. What do you think about we could touch on this real quick before we end. What do you think about trans athletes competing in women's sports?
It's retarded. It's fucking stupid. So think about
Hold on. I want to show you something and see if it pisses you off.
Oh yeah.
Could you imagine a Mr. Stencil playing a sport against and like
lacrosse? Yeah,
it would be.
I would absolutely dumb.
You would have to be arrested for attempted manslaughter. You fucking like it's just a Neanderthal running at you full speed.
Yeah, he's aping.
He's calling bowling ball. He used to call me bowling ball in youth soccer. That was my nickname.
Andy, what do you think about? What do you think about this?
One of these things is not like the other things.
The guy
that person, white.
That person.
The guy, he
that
did person, a stint at San Quentin.
That person.
Yeah,
He only had 3 years in high school, and he wanted to go back to finish. He had one more year of eligibility.
This is real. This is
Dolph Lundgren with a fucking wig.
That's real. That's real.
That is real.
Mission College in California.
That's real. Yep. Actual.
That's China.
This is what I'm. This is what I'm fucking talking about. How can what the? This is so retarded. Like, how are we allowing this? Like, how is this like a real thing? Like, this is like.
So you don't like this.
I don't care if she wants to have a virtual simulator and play basketball like in her court, whatever. She's got a dick for so
I want to see the hanger that thing's got.
It doesn't compute. It doesn't compute.
You call her. You call him. You call here. You call she. He. You're fired.
Yeah, exactly. That's how fucking retarded it is. It's ridiculous out there now.
No, what I'm realizing this time is she's the only.
She's the only white.
Maybe the problem is she's the only white person there.
well, if you have to get the token white person, make sure they're 6 feet tall.
Make sure they're 6 foot man.
Yeah. There you go.
You fresh off of pool party in Australia.
Now the only guy on basketball courts is a 6 foot woman. Yeah.
Touche.
He was in the pool.
We're going to party in Australia after this game, ladies.
You guys are the worst humans ever.
Well, thanks, Andy.
We'll clip that. Fun. That's a promo.
Yeah.
I like
that
it.
That's perfect.
Terrible.
You want to plug your book?
What book?
The book Children's for your goddaughter.
Book. I'm writing a book about a farm. Okay, that's it. It's a great book. I haven't finished it yet. It's a book about
children on a farm. There you have it.
You have a title?
Yeah. Oh, no. There's no titles. Not yet.
Oh. Cool. Well, hope all right. Title, so well, I hope it turns out good.
Juggy, what do you got?
At Juggy Haha on Twitter, Juggy010 on the gaming devices and such. Fitmass Collective coming at you with another one very soon. We just got to get some guests wrapped up in scheduling and all that stuff. And yeah, man, had a blast today. Shooting it on over to whoever's next. Go for it,
Andy. You got to when you're coming to one of the comedy shows soon. What are you doing?
What comedy show?
Oh, nice segue.
Wow. Wow, we've been doing putting on some comedy shows, some local comedy shows here. We got one at the St. Lawrence Club on the 13th. Why don't you come out?
Get the fuck out of here. The St. Lawrence Club?
Yeah.
That doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make sense. Well, the last one was a real hit. We had some great comics. Chrissy Mayer, Karen Feehan, Joe DeVito closed it out.
Karen Feehan.
And Bob Levy.
It's a good place to have a comedy event.
It is. It was a great place.
Yeah, Costco. It's a fucking joke. Everything about it.
And our friend Larry Bay was on it. We're going to have another one on the 13th. You got to come out.
March 13th.
Craig Larry, never comes out.
Andy. That filthy German distracting Italian.
Anyway, so you got that Secret Show Comedy on Instagram at Secret Show Comedy. Obviously Twitter, I'm not Mead. And SkiMasterCollective.com. Buy some t-shirts. Got some new ones up. We got the Loaded Llamas t-shirt up.
Yeah, got mine today. Wore it all day today while I was changing a tire in the snow and rain on the ground, soaking wet in a rage that I couldn't contain. So I got a sledgehammer and smashed a stair at Stancil Jim on Twitter and Instagram. And whatever, who cares? Ski Mask Collective, Sports Mask Collective, Fit Mask. But yeah, SkiMaskCollective.com. Got some nice gay shirts you could wear and piss people off. Andy, you're a real treat.
Nice. Andy, yes, a real treat.
I hope we thanks did a coming, shout Andy. Out to Ski. I hope we did an okay job filling in.
Yep.
And Sports Mask coming up sometime in the next couple of days. Keep an eye out, people. Love you.
Yeah. Let's drink some whiskey soon, Ann.
Fuck yeah.